Okay, open your Bibles to the book of Hosea. Book of Hosea, chapter number 1, and verse number 8. Hosea, chapter number 1, and verse number 8. The Bible says, "Now when she had weaned Loruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. And God called his name Loami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God." So, again, this is the tragic home life of Hosea the prophet. And a minor prophet, but the message is major. And we discovered last week that the first three chapters are relating to his domestic life, the life at home. And then the next subsequent chapters are the national life and the dismal life of the kingdom and the nation of Israel. At this time, when Hosea ministered, he ministered under King Jeroboam II. And contemporary with King Jeroboam II are the kings Uzziah, then Jotham, then Ahaz, then Hezekiah. But they are kings of Judah, the southern region. And so here we are, in the middle of a mess, in the middle of two nations that used to be unified. But now you have the southern nation worshiping Jehovah God, and the northern nation under Jeroboam II, they are worshiping idolatrous worship, the calf worship, the bull god, Apis, if you remember the bull god. And the great sin of the northern kingdom, and it's the same sin as the southern kingdom, but the northern kingdom departed first and continued, did not repent. And the great sin of the northern kingdom is that they departed from the Lord. Look at verse number two. "And the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land had committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord." Ito yung kasalanan ng northern kingdom. Imbis na sila ay nagpatuloy sa pagsasamba kay Jehovah God, sa Panginoong Diyos, sila ay nagsamba sa baka, Diyos-Diyosan, iniukit mula sa pilak, ginto, sa bato o sa kahoy, Diyos-Diyosan, at ang Diyos nila ay baka, cow, calf. At ang pangalan ng Diyos ay Apis. Hindi Apis. Apis. Now, yung lahat ng mga hari ng Northern Kingdom, by the way, iko-correct ko yung chart natin, mali ang chart, dahil yung chart sabi 19 ang kings. Pero hindi ko napansin si meron palang extra na dalawang king, nagsabay sila dahil sa Northern Kingdom nagkaroon ng civil war. Pansamantala lang. Kaya 20 talaga ang kings ng North. Iko-correct naman natin yan. Pero naalala din natin, yung Northern Kingdom ay hindi sumama kay Rehoboam. Sila ay huwad, sila ay nag-apostasize, sila ay tumigil sa paglalakad sa layunin ng Diyos. At sila ay sumunod kay Jeroboam the First noong 931 AD. At mga ilang mga hari ang dumaan, nandiyan na tayo ngayon sa kapanahunan ni Jeroboam the Second. Pero yan ang kasalanan nila. They departed from the Lord. So merong time na yung Northern Kingdom ay sumama sa Panginoon. Pero ngayon, hindi na sumasama sa Panginoon. Pwede ba itong mangyari sa atin bilang Kristiyano? Dati, sumasama tayo sa Panginoon, nakikiisa tayo sa Diyos, nananalangin, nagbabasa ng Bible, na nagsisimba, gumagawa ng tama, umaasa tayo sa Panginoon, pero ngayon hindi na. Maaari ba yan mangyari sa atin? Yes! Wala hong exemption. Walang exemption, walang kinikilingan ng kasalanan. We are susceptible to depart from the Lord. And what a casualty. What a sad casualty to see a born-again Christian no longer walking with the Lord. That is sin. And the Bible calls it whoredom, spiritual whoredom. Departing from the Lord, no longer walking with the Lord. How much of your heart does God want? 100% ng puso mo, nais ng Diyos. Hindi ho pwede yung maglilingkod ako, 10% lang, Lord, para sa'yo. Hindi kaaya-aya ang ganyang klaseng paglilingkod. Nung niligtas ka ng Diyos, niligtas ka lang ba ng bahagi? Ha? Hindi. Nung niligtas tayo ng Diyos, niligtas niya tayo complete, buong-buo, balang araw yung katawan natin magiging glorified. Kompleto. Kaya dapat yung dedication natin sa Panginoon, kompleto rin. Huwag kayong mag-depart sa Panginoon. Na ang mundo natin ay punong-puno ng patibong. Punong-puno ng traps. Bitag. Ang mundo natin ay isang sistema na nilikha, hindi man nilikha, na ginawa ng demonyo para ibitag tayo sa kasalanan. Satan developed this worldly system to entice Christians to depart from the Lord. The entire worldly system. The philosophy, the Antichrist philosophy of this world is carefully crafted by a subtle serpent to get Christians to depart from the Lord. Dati nag-church, pero ngayon hindi na. Dati nagbabasa ng Bible, pero ngayon hindi na. That is a shame. If you are saved, if you are born again, if you're a Christian. May that never happen to us. May we never depart from the Lord. Dati umaasa sa Panginoon, pero ngayon aasa na lang ako sa sarili ko. Ay talagang palpak ka. Ang mabuti lang sa atin ay si Jesus Christ. Siya lang ang mabuti sa atin. Wala tayong kabutihan maliban lang yung sa Kanya. Is that clear? You understand that? The temples were that were dedicated to the Lord. Now they're dedicated to Apis. It was idolatry. Lahat ng Northern Kingdom, idolatry. Never sila na sumamba kay Jehovah God. Pati si Jeroboam, yung una nilang hari, si Jeroboam, actually si Solomon ang hari nila. Tumiwalag sila kay Solomon, sumunod sila kay Jeroboam. Yung una nilang hari na si Jeroboam, ang una niyang templo na tinaguyod, tinaguyod niya para kay Apis. Tapos nung namatay siya, dumating naman yung ibang mga hari kay Moloch, kay Ashtoreth, at iba't iba kay Baalim. Yung iba kay Baalim, pero nung pinatay sila, sinauli na naman si Apis. They never worshiped Jehovah God. They were always apostate. They departed from the Lord. They departed from the Lord. Apostate worship is related to immorality. Tandaan nyo, ang gumagawa ng kabaluktutan at kadiliman, yan ang prutas ng kanilang pagsasamba na mali. Kapag yung sinasamba mo mali, yung bunga, yung prutas ng iyong buhay ay mali rin. When you worship wrong, the fruit of your worship will be sin. Makinig lang. Dito na yun, sa kabila. Yan, sa kabila. Pakialala yatin, gamit. Pag mali yung sinasamba mo, magiging mali rin yung prutas sa buhay mo. And that is the result of idolatry. It's immorality. Saan natuto ni Gomer? Where did Gomer learn to become immoral? Where did she started to become this woman of whoredoms, the Bible calls her that? Where does she learn to be unfaithful? Well, it was the culture that she grew up in. She grew up in an idolatrous country, totally given over to the flesh. And that's why she was unfaithful and she practiced immorality many, many, many times. The Bible, plural, calls her a woman of whoredoms, plural. Over and over again, infidelity to her husband. Where did she learn that? Well, she learned that through false worship. If you do not worship God, you're the fruit of your life will be immorality and idolatry. Eh, pastor, hindi naman ako immoral, hindi naman ako idolater. Sigurado kang hindi ka idolater? Ano ang idolatry? Kung ano ang inuuna mo sa Diyos, yun ang idol mo. Did you know that? You say, well, I'm not an idolater. Yeah, but whatever you love before God, whatever you put in front of God, that becomes your idol. Yung ibang mga magulang, ang ina-idol nila yung anak nila. Inuuna nila yung anak nila before the Lord. Sino ang nagbigay sa atin ng anak natin? Si Lord. Dapat priority pa rin si Lord. Yung iba, nag-asawa, hindi na nag-church. Priority niya yung kanyang asawa. E di, idolater ka ng asawa mo. Always seek first the kingdom of God. Huwag tayong maging idolater. Okay? Ganyan pala ang idolater. Yes, kahit na wala kang iniukit na bagay sa iyong harapan, kung ano ang inilalagay mo sa pwesto ng Diyos at sinasanto mo, yun ang Diyos mo, that is idolatry. Yung iba, mas masigasig nga pagdating sa basketball, halimbawa. Inuubos mo yung oras mo sa sports, pero yung panahon mo sa Diyos, nasaan? Where is your prayer? Where is your Bible study? Where is your walk with the Lord? Wala, nakalimutan ko. Then you are committing departure from the Lord. Immoral and idolatry. Eh, yan ang mundo ni Gomer. Kaya nagawa ni Gomer na gumawa ng mali, natutunan niya yon. And ang pangalang Gomer, naalala ba ninyo kung anong ibig sabihin ng pangalang Gomer? Consumer, destroyer, naglalamon, kumakain, destroyer. Now, Diblaim, now, natatandaan nyo yung tatay niya, si Diblaim. At hindi ko na naintindihan, ano ang ibig sabihin ng Diblaim? Double cakes. Double cakes. Huh. Yeah, sabi ko, Lord, anong ibig sabihin ng double cakes? So, binasa ko ang isa sa mga the best commentary sa Bible, si Matthew Henry. Say Matthew Henry. So sabi ko, ano kayang sabi ni Matthew Henry kay Diblaim? Kay Double Cakes nga ang pangalan niya. Anong klaseng pangalan yung double cake? Dalawang cake. Ang sabi ni Matthew Henry, at na ang galing naman talaga ng wisdom na binigay sa kanya ng Panginoon. Ang ibig sabihin ng double cakes, lahat ng masasarap ay inangkin niya, binigay niya sa kanyang sarili. Pleasure. His idol was pleasure. Kaya yung anak niya nagloko dahil siya walang pagtitimpi. Diblaim was given to pleasure, and that's why Gomer grew up in a home that was given over to the flesh. So moms and dads and moms and parents, don't give your children everything. Don't always say yes to them. Because they will grow up fleshly. Tama? Eh, pastor naman? Oh no, that's true. Alam niyo ba yung spoiled? Yung ibig sabihin ng spoiled? Ayan yung bata na hindi pwedeng sabihin hindi. Wag. Makinig. Upo ng maayos, sit up straight. Ayan yung bata na hindi sinasaway. Magiging diblaim ka. You will be a diblaim parent. A parent that's given over to pleasure. And you will produce a gomer. We don't want that. We need to watch out. We need to be careful that we are not double cake parents. Galing ng Bible, may message talaga ang Bible. Kala mo, pangalan lang. Biro mo na may message na pala sa pangalan. Diblaim. Thank you, Matthew Henry, for writing something worth thinking about. Pero hindi lang nakuha ni Matthew Henry, kasi kinonfirm ko sa iba. I looked up the name. Hindi lang kay Matthew Henry, kay Hastings, and kay Farrar. And they all said the same thing. Double cakes. Double fig. Double trouble. Alright, so that was the sin of the northern kingdom. Gomer is the wife of whoredoms. Israel is like Gomer. Ihinilantulad si Gomer sa Israel bilang unfaithful wife ni Jehovah God. Pero nagsimula ba na unfaithful ang Israel? Na nabasa natin last week, no? Nagsimula silang matino. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. Dito sila nagsimula bilang bayan. This is where they began as a nation. Exodus chapter 19. This is a culmination of the Abrahamic influence over Israel. Now it's the Mosaic influence over Israel. And now they're constituting themselves as a nation. For the first time, amazing passage of scripture. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Exodus 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be, verse 6, Exodus 19, verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 7, and Moses came and called for the elders of the people. Halikayo, kayo mga matatanda, let's come together. And laid before their faces all these words. All these preserved, inspired words that were available during the time of Moses. And they're still available today, just so you know. Which the Lord commanded him, and all the people answered together and said, this is what they said as a people, when they began as a nation, look at what they said, all that the Lord had spoken, we will do. Ha, panatang makabayan. Ha, yun ang ginawa nila, tinaas nila yung kanilang kamay. Ha, panatang makabayan, lahat ng sinasabi ng ni Jehovah gagawin namin. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. So they started right. Now let me ask you a question. During the time of Hosea, how are they doing? Kumusta naman sila pagdating sa kapanahon ni Hosea? Ilang daang taon ang nakalipas? Ilang hari ang nakalipas? Pero ngayon, ang Israel ay departing from the Lord. Did they keep the word of the Lord? No. Kaya kayo na magbabaptize, mag-iingat kayo. Yung mga candidates for baptism, alam nyo ba yung sinasabi nyo pag nagpabaptize kayo? Tapos na ako sa lumang buhay. Lalakad na ako sa buhay na bago. Tapos na ako sa luma. Lalakad ako ng maayos sa harapan ng Diyos. easy sabihin, mahirap gawin. That is what your baptism is professing. Kaya, mabuti na lang, huwag magpabaptize kung hindi kayo seryoso. Mas mabuti. Pero kung gusto mong lumago, magpabaptize. At lumakad ng maayos sa harapan ng Diyos. And God will bless you. So, ano yung mga anak ni Gomer at saka ni Hosea? Let's go back to Hosea. Tapos na tayo. Tatlo ang anak nila. Yung unang anak ay si Jezreel. Jezreel. Look over in verse number, let's see here. Verse number 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel. Now, itong pangalang Jezreel, ibig sabihin, itinanim ng Diyos. God sows. Now again, if you, kung ano yung iyong tinanim, yun din ang iyong aanihin. So, kapag ikaw itinatanim mo yung laman, pita ng laman, kagustuhan ng laman, ano ang ani? Laman. Pero kung nagtanim ka ng sa espiritu, at sa kabutihan, anong aanihin mo? Spiritual at kabutihan. Isn't that simple? Now, si Jezreel, ipinangalan siya sa isang valley. Kasi merong valley of Jezreel noon. Noon pang kapanahunan ni King Ahab. This goes all the way back to King Ahab. Ganito yon. Merong isang mama na merong bukid sa Valley of Jezreel. Isa siyang Jezreelite at ang pangalan niya ay Naboth. Dumating si King Ahab, naging hari si King Ahab at masamang hari si Ahab, pati yung asawa niya, si Jezebel. Sabi ni Ahab, uy, ang bukid mo, napakaganda, napakalawak. Gusto kong kunin yung bukid mo at gawing bukid ko. Sabi ni Naboth, kahit nabayaran mo ako ng ilang milyong-milyon pilak ng ginto, hindi ko ibebenta ito sa iyo dahil sa pamilya ko itong bukid na ito. Tama naman, siya ang may-ari ng bukid. Wala namang karapatan si King Ahab. Bagamat siya ang hari, may property rights. Nakarinig pa kayo ng property rights? Meron bang property rights sa Pinas? Ha? Meron ba? Wala. Wala rin sa US. Kung gusto ng gobyerno, ang kinin yan. O, ang kinin yan ng gobyerno. Huwag niyong sabihin, meron kaming property rights. Uy, unsa man ak, wara. Ganon din sa US. ang tawag doon, eminent domain. Sabi ng gobyerno, gagamitin namin ito pang project. So, bayanan namin kayo, umalis kayo sa amin ng lupa. That is what Ahab did. Kaya lang si Ahab mas masama. Sabi niya, ayaw mong ibigay yung lupa mo sa akin? Papatayin kita. So pinagbintangan siya at yung kanyang mga anak na sila ay rebelde sa gobyerno at sila ay pinatay. Justice? Was that justice? Justisya ba yon? No. Pero ang nakakita nito ay hindi tao. Sinong nagbigay pansin sa Valley of Jezreel? Si Jehovah God. Kaya sinabi ng Panginoon, maghahanap ako ng bagong hari at papatayin ko si Ahab. Ang itataguyod kong bagong hari ay si Jehu. Kaya kinasihan ng Diyos na patayin ni Jehu si Ahab. Ang problema ni Jehu, pinatay niya si Ahab, pinatay rin niya si Jezebel, pinatay niya yung mga anak ni Ahab, yung mga pare, at yung mga tao na sumasamba sa mali. Kumbaga, out of control si Jehu. Kaya, tapos, syempre, binagsak niya yung pagsasamba ng sa mga Diyos-Diyosan ng Northern Kingdom. That was good. Ang bad, sinuoli niya sila sa pagsasamba sa Bull God. Ano ba yan? What happened here? Wala, kasi walang gumagawa ng tama. So, verse number, Hosea chapter 1, verse number 4. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel.
Tatapusin ko rin lahat ng mga lahi ng mga kings of the north, yung Israel.
So, kailan bumagsak ang northern kingdom? 722 BC. Sino ang sumakop sa Israel? Assyria. The Assyrian Empire. At magmula noon, hindi na ho natatagpuan natin ang 10 tribo ng Israel. Wala na ho ang 10 tribo ngayon. Sa ngayon? Ay, isasaulin ng Diyos ito balang araw. Kailan? Sa araw ni Jezreel. Tingnan mo ang verse number 5. And it will come to pass that at that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And so meron tayong day of Jezreel. Tingnan mo ang verse 11. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. Sino yun? Si Jesus Christ yun. And they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Lagay nyo sa eschatological calendar natin. Meron palang day of Jezreel balang araw. Ano yun, Pastor? Yun yung isasauli ng Diyos lahat ng justice na kailangan ng Jezreel Valley. The day of Jezreel. That is part of the eschatological calendar, the end times. So pagbalik ni Jesus Christ, itataguyod niya yung kanyang millennial kingdom. Pero before that, merong day of Jezreel. Ano yon? Armageddon. Yung huling battle sa mundong ito. Lahat ng puwersa ng mundo, pupunta sila sa Valley of Jezreel. Doon sila pupulong. Sinong kalaban nila? Si King Jesus. Hulaan nyo sinong mananalo. Are you sure? Yes, si Jesus ang mananalo, syempre. Kayo naman, suspendido naman kayo. Sino ang mananalo? Alright, so ang pangalawang anak ni Gomer at saka ni Hosea, tingnan mo ang verse 6. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. Kawawa naman itong daughter na ito. Hindi na naramdaman ang pagmamahal ng pamilya. And God said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah. Ang ibig sabihin ng Lo, no. Yung Ruhamah, mercy. No mercy. Biro mo, pangalanin mo yung anak mo. No mercy. Walang awa. Walang pagmamalasakit, walang nagmamahal sa kanya. Why? For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel. Tapos na. Wala na po. Wala nang patawad. Wala na. Alam nyo, merong wakas ang awa ng Diyos. Merong wakas. Hindi araw-araw nagpapatuloy ang Diyos na nagmamalasakit. Darating din ang time, hahatol lang Diyos sa mundo nito. Kaya sinabi niya, no mercy. So ngayon, yung 10 tribo ng Northern Kingdom, nasa na sila ngayon? Where are they? Pastor, may kilala ako dito sa ano, sa tuktukan dyan. Alam niya kung nasaan yung 10 tribo ng Israel. Wala na po. Sa ngayon, wala na. Bakit? Lo-Ruhamah. No mercy. No mercy. Mga young people, makinig kayong mabuti. Madaming young people dito. God bless you. We love you. Huwag niyong try ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Huwag niyong subukin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Kasi darating ang time, gagawa kayo ng mali at walang lunas ang parusa ng Diyos sa inyo.
E habang bata, makinig. Para maiwasan ang luha. Kung nakikinig kayo. Anong gusto nyo? Ruhama, mercy? Or lo ruhama, no mercy? Anong gusto nyo?
Mercy.
May choice naman ba talaga yon? Kaya wag yung ugali ninyo, lo ruhama. Do not tempt the Lord. Do not tempt the Lord. Or it will be lo ruhama for you. Alright? So, ang pangatlong anak, pero verse 7 pala. Verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah. Iba naman yung southern kingdom. May awa ang Diyos sa kanila. Sila, hindi sila sinakop 722. Sinakop sila 586. So medyo mahaba ang time nila. Tapos, after 70 years naman, at least binalik sila ng Diyos. Sana nagsisi na lang sila para walang sumakop sa kanila. Both northern and southern kingdom, hindi nakinig sa Diyos. Tulad din ng yan ng mga Kristiyano. Listen, pag Kristiyano ka, alam mo kung anong tama, anong mali. Gawin mo ang tama, iwasan mo ang mali. Is that clear? O di kaya maluluruhama ka at maluluami ka. Verse number 8, and when she weaned Lo-ruhama, she conceived and bare a son. Ito naman, son. And said, God call his name Lo-ami. Lo-ami. For ye are not my people. Ang ibig sabihin ng lo, no. Ang ibig sabihin ng ami, my people. Not my people or no people. No people of God. Iniwan sila ng Diyos kasi iniwan nila ang Diyos. For ye are not my people and I will not be your God. Sabi ng Diyos. Kung ayaw mo sa akin, edi iwanan kita, sabi ng Diyos. Huwag naman mangyari sa atin. Huwag naman mangyari sa atin. Huwag natin talikuran ang Diyos. Never talikuran ang Diyos. It will not be good for us. And so, God's faithfulness towards us is covenant-keeping God. He's the covenant-keeping God. He will always be faithful. The question is, will we be faithful? We cannot control people and situations. Anong magagawa ni Hosea para sa Israel? Bigyan lang sila ng babala. I-preach ang salita ng Diyos. Pwede ba niyang palitan ang isip nila? Pwede ba siyang magsisi para sa kanila? No. We cannot control the situation. But we can choose to do right. We can control our hearts. We cannot change people. But we can change ourselves. Huh? God will leave you in your sin if you do not repent. Ah, kung gusto mo ng kasalanan, kung gusto mong gawin yung sarili mong gustong gawin, iiwanan ka ng Diyos sa ganun na paraan. Tingnan mo kung anong mangyari sa'yo. See what will happen. It will not be good for you. God will lead us to faithfulness to Him either now or later. Ah, magtatagumpay ang Diyos. Kahit anong gawin natin, kahit anong desisyon ang gawin natin sa buhay, sa huling wakas, magtatagumpay ang Diyos. Lahat ng mga, anitong nis, ano yung nis sa Tagalog? Tuhod. Yan si nanay na nakikinig. Sabi niya, tuhod, tuhod, Mickey. I-message mo si Billy. Sabi mo, tuhod. Lahat ng tuhod ay, ano yung bow? Luluhod, lahat ng tuhod ay luluhod sa harapan ng Panginoon at sasabihin, ikaw ang Panginoon. Whether today or later, mangyayari ho yan. Lahat, pati si Satanas, luluhod siya at aaminin niya, Jesus Christ is Lord. Sa huling wakas, bago siya ihagi sa dagat-dagatang apoy, Jesus is Lord. Kaya sabihin na natin ngayon, gawin natin siyang Lord ngayon. Para pagdating sa panahon na hinaharap natin, easy para sa atin na sabihin natin, Jesus is Lord. Hindi tayo mahirapan sa araw na yon. People were probably wondering, what did Hosea see in Gomer? Why did Hosea pursue Gomer? Why did he stick with her? Gomer is a vile, filthy woman of whoredoms. Why was... I can understand if Hosea says, I'm through with you, I am done with you, I am goodbye. Delete. Ayun na ang alam ng mga kabataan ngayon, delete. Kaya pagdating sa relationship, delete. But what did Hosea see in Gomer that he would stay with her and be faithful to her? People would probably wonder that. And that's why, if you apply that to the Lord, what did God see in Israel and in Judah that he would be faithful to them? But is he faithful? Yes, he is. So alam naman ng Diyos lahat ng ating pagkukulang, bakit pa siya faithful sa atin? Why? Kasi nga, siya ang covenant-keeping and faithful God. Ibig sabihin, Jehovah. The covenant-keeping God. The eternally existing and covenant-keeping God. Yan ang pangalan niya. It's pure love. It's God's love for us. Na hindi niya tayo binubura sa mundong ito. It's God's love for us. He is faithful. Aren't you thankful for the faithfulness of God? So, Hosea was faithful to Gomer. God is faithful to Israel. And I want you to know, Christian, God will always be faithful to us. Amen? God will always be faithful to us. So anuman mangyari sa atin, anuman yung hinaharap natin, palagi nating tandaan, pwede tayong umasa sa Diyos dahil ang Diyos ay tapat sa atin. Kahit na gaano kasama ang gawin ng Kristiyano, kung siya ay magsisi at iwanan niya ang kanyang kasalanan at ikumpisal niya yan sa Diyos, ang Diyos ay tapat at matuwid na nagpapatawad sa lahat ng ating mga kasalanan at lilinisin niya tayo. Amen? Amen. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Sin is not just breaking the law. It is also breaking the heart of God. It doesn't just break the law, it breaks His heart. Unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. Huwag nating matutunan maging unfaithful. Magpatuloy tayo sa mga katotohanan na ipinakita sa atin ng Diyos hanggang kamatayan o hanggang sa muling pagbabalik ng Panginoon. Let us be faithful till death or till the return of the Lord. Faithful to Him. And God will help us and God will bless us. Guaranteed. Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure na ako ay Kristiyano. Hindi ako tumanggap sa Panginoon. Hindi ako sure. Pero nais ko na maging sure. Nais kong matuklasan na si Jesu Cristo ang aking Panginoon, Diyos sa tagapagligtas. Pakitaas ng kamay. Pray for me, Pastor. Hindi ako sure. God bless you. Alright? Anyone else? Pray for me, Pastor. Hindi ako sure. Pero gusto kong maging sure. I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to confess Him as my Lord and Savior. Let me see your hand. Alright? Sino magsasabi, Pastor? I know the Lord is my Savior, but I have to confess, I have not been faithful to Him. Okay? Very good. Okay? Okay? I have not been faithful to Him, but today, if God will help me, that's good. I see the hands. Yeah? But today, if God will help me, I want to surrender that. I want God to cleanse me and forgive me and restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I want God, I want to be faithful to the Lord as best I know. If that's your heart's prayer, can I see your hand? Oh, amen. 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 May God give you the victory. And He will if your heart is right with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord. You've seen the hands, Lord, and You know the hearts. And we certainly pray that we would confess and forsake our unfaithfulness. Help us to walk with you every day. Help us to speak to you and pray. Help us to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God. Help us to learn the truths of Scripture, to meditate, to study, to apply the truths of Scripture. That we can look at you and say that, Lord, we know you're faithful, and help us to be faithful to you. And we will walk in your ways, Lord, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.